Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Brown chicken, brown cow.
Did you just say brown chicken, brown cow?
Yeah, brown chicken, yeah, brown cow. Got Jim.
Like hostage. Big hostage.
How do you say wolf?
Wolf.
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 That's what I'm saying, wolf.
I don't want to just like going on.
You love goo?
No, I do love goo, but...
No spooge. There's no spooge. Not on TGIF.
Yeah, Jim, you always give me the Italian beef.
We went to Sears Portrait Studio. And the pictures done together.
Oh my god. That, yeah, those are dicks.
Hi, welcome to episode 66 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Mario.
And I'm...
Luigi?
No.
Luigi? Number 66, like you said.
Was,
Mario Lemieux.
I was about
episode.
To say Lemieux?
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't make any sense, because wouldn't we be the same person?
Well, that's why I went with Luigi. Like, you know, like Mario and Luigi, the Super Mario
Wow, this
Brothers.
Is a really weird trio that whose names... is this Mike, Mario Lemieux, and Luigi. Okay.
Well, you just said Mario, so it could be Mario and Luigi. But did those guys have last names? Like the
technically... Technically, the last name is Mario, because if you know the series is the Mario Brothers, so yeah. That's, like, you never refer to somebody as, like, oh, the Mike and Sean Brothers. It's like, no, it's the Crandall Brothers. So, technically,
no,
Mario's
no,
last name
no,
is, so it's Mar-
no,
what? What?
No, you're wrong.
How am I wrong?
Because you're playing by English rules.
Okay.
Their last names
difference?
Are not Mario.
So what are their last names?
I don't know, but they're not Mario.
Now, and as opposed to what language? Italian?
No, I'm just saying their last
Japanese?
Names are not Mario. It's not like it was well thought out.
It's not well thought out, but if you go by the English rules, technically their last name is Mario. So it's Mario and Luigi Mario.
And technically you would be wrong.
But why?
Because you're going by English rules.
What are we supposed
As opposed
to, go
to what?
About? Adolescence?
No, it just it's one of those things where like Hulkamania, where it's the way it is.
Okay, that's fine. I accept it most of the time, but there is a technical explanation there. See, you see how quickly it took him to get fucking cranky and just shoot me down?
I do see that, Dylan. I do see that, and I'm actually with you on this one. That if you took that the way it's
holy shit read
out. That you
Holy
would think that their last
shit.
Name was Mario.
I gotta give it to Dylan. I stand erected. Shigeru Miyamoto on the 30th anniversary of Super Mario Brothers said that Mario's name is Mario Mario and Luigi's name is Luigi Mario. September 14th, 2015.
Wait, did you just high-five yourself, Dylan?
No, I clapped.
I
oh.
think,
which I guess
so. You is, yes, you did high five yourself.
So technically, yes, but still,
I think,
suck it, motherfucker.
I think you should take
wow.
that. I think you should take that name, Dylan. Turn that some bitch sideways and shove it straight up your candy ass.
Okay, so all of this. Welcome to Jim's BBQ Podcast, episode number 66. Jim was really going for, like, a Mario Lemieux-type reference, right? Right, Jim?
Yes.
But, of course, in true Jim's BBQ Podcast fashion, we went off on a tangent about something totally else.
Yeah.
But that's what we do here.
Yeah, and guess who's fucking right? Me.
Oh, my God. Wow.
You know, I'm going to take this minor victory to the grave with me.
If you
want to
hear,
victory.
If you want to hear all about Dylan's victories or the few victories that he has, you can go out to our Facebook page, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
If you want to see pictures of me doing the naked victory dance or get updates about my victory dance, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
Yeah.
You can email us and ask for stupid fucking pictures of Dylan.
Nice. If you would like to know more about the real Mario Lemieux, you can email us.
Whoa, you're getting your Marios mixed up. Mario Lemieux, we know what his last name is.
Yeah, well, I just want to clarify because, you know, if I would have said Mario, whatever, you would have been like, which one, Sarge?
That is such bullshit.
saying.
Yeah, you're saying some shit. I don't know if I like it.
You and all your correctiveness.
Correctiveness.
I don't know.
Just saying.
Well, where can they find out about correctiveness?
They can find out and email me, and I'll set them straight on the inner workings of everything that Dylan doesn't you want you to dick. Know about at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com, or they can go get the episodes fresh from the grill, so to say, at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Much to Jim's.
A dagger in.
Was that a sneeze of a...
Did you hear how tired he sounded already? He's just like, well, you can listen on iTunes.
Everybody, when you listen to this episode, you got nobody to blame but Dylan for keeping me up so late.
Dude, not true. I was on this fucking thing before you.
I know, but I was ready at 5:40.
Mike wasn't even fucking here.
Whether I was there or not, I was still ready before you were.
What would we have done for? I was at work.
I thought you had a 9 to 5 now.
No, a 9 to 6, and I'm usually there until like 7.
Damn, dude, you need to stop working for the man.
Boulevard.
Anyway, God damn. Jim is just fucking ornery
tonight.
Why
is it 9? Can you not be at work earlier?
I do get to work early, but not like that early.
Wow. We're talking about work schedules here on Jim's BBQ Pod. Utterly fascinating.
God damn.
Hey, Dylan. I know you got to be pouring something down your gullet, especially to deal with the scrutiny that you're experiencing this evening. So what are you drinking tonight?
The scrutiny, like the fucking scrooginess over here.
The Scrooge. Nice.
Motherfucker probably hates Christmas too. Jeez.
Oh no, I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, that's a lie. He's lying. He's just an old... He's just lying to you. He's lying!
He's an old codger.
He's a fucking codger.
What's a codger?
Well, considering that the word
old man.
Oh yeah, that's Henry.
It's definitely you tonight.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am drinking Stone Brewing's 21st anniversary Hail to the Hop Thief Double IPA.
How's that drinking?
It's good. I like it. It's a little richer than some other IPAs that are popular right now, so it's a nice return to style. Very malty. Almost a bit sweet. I dig it.
Can you dig it?
Complete with drinking sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jim, how about you tonight, man?
I am drinking, I think it's just called cream. And it's like a cream soda, but not as vanilla-y as I like, I guess. And plus that honey that Sprecher's throws in there just gives it that nice little edge. Ooh, it's so good.
Oh, shit, well, son. That's from Boylan's.
What's that?
It's from Boylan's.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I like Boylan's. I like some of the stuff shit. I've had
from them.
Yep, yeah, I like it. It's good. I drink it again and again and again, but it's definitely not my all-time favorite, yo.
I do enjoy me some Boylan's. Boylan's creamy red? That's some good shit. And what about you, Sir Mike? What are you drinking?
Continuing my run through all the Vermont beers that I brought back from the trip and that I took up there in July, I'm drinking from The Alchemist. I have a Focal Banger. I feel like that might be a repeat from one of the previous weeks, but shit, at this point, I don't really give a shit.
Well, whoa. Duh, because that beer fucking rules.
It does rule. It's a tasty, tasty, tasty IPA, right? Single.
Yeah, me being Sargy.
I just don't want to get any criticism if I repeated a beer like from like one of the previous weeks. But, you know, because I usually like to mix it up and have something new, but it just was, it was screaming at me out of the fridge, you know, like it's like it just was telling me to drink me, you know.
It wasn't telling you to bang it.
No,
it's like drink me, drink me.
But Hey, you know, you're talking about me being cranky and tired and all this shit, and there might be a good reason why. I've been running pretty hard the last couple days. I had a work trip that took me out of town. Went down
out of
to
town?
Yeah,
you
I went
don't
down
about it.
Yeah, went down to the site that I was at was in North Carolina, but it was south and east enough that I got to stay just north of Myrtle Beach. So
that's nice.
Yeah, it was a nice little couple days away from the office, and I got to visit one of our sites and had a good time there. Had some good foods and had a really great flight down there Monday morning. Got bumped into exit row both times, with the rows being completely empty on both flights. It's pretty beautiful. I'll get into a story later in one of our weekly segments about a certain somebody on the way home. But one of the other things that occurred on this trip was I had to rent a vehicle. And I know I posted about this in our chat, guys, and I know you guys know the story and everything, but I figured I would just talk about it briefly here. So I get to the airport in Myrtle Beach, and you know, I'm talking with the guy at the rental car booth, and I had my Fathead shirt on, Jim, and the guy looks at the shirt, he's like, "Oh, Fatheads in Pittsburgh." He's like, "I've been there. That's good stuff, man."
Nice.
And he starts telling me about all the different craft beer spots, like in and around Myrtle Beach and everything. And he's like, "Oh, you got to go here. You got to go there." I'm like, "Jesus Christ, man. I'm only going to be here for 2 nights."
Sounds like a really awesome dude.
Oh, yeah, man. He was really, really, really cool. So I can't remember what his name is, but if you ever rent a vehicle from Enterprise Rent-A-Car down in Myrtle Beach, guy was all tatted up and stuff, and he seemed really cool. He was a shorter guy. Well, everybody's short compared to me, but I mean, he was really short. He's like, "All right." He's like, I didn't give it a thought. He's like, "You okay with a Jeep Wrangler?" I'm like, "Yeah, I guess." So I never really gave it much thought of like what a Jeep Wrangler was. I was assuming like, you know, like their SUV or whatever the hell it is. You know, I can't remember the name of the SUV that they have. I'm not a car guy by any stretch of the imagination. But I get out there and it's like a full-on, like, when you think of a Jeep, you know, it was one of those. You know, like, I think you could even remove the top of it and make it like a convertible Jeep. And I'm just like, oh, boy. So the first thing that happens is I load my stuff
Mike
up.
Mike just there. Rips the fucking roof off.
No. I load my stuff up into my suitcase in the back, and I have my backpack with me. I put that in the front seat, you know, front passenger seat with me. I get into the vehicle, and never mind, like, me trying to climb into this thing was comical into itself. Because all my knee issues and stuff, I'm like, oh my god, I don't think I made a really good decision here. But wouldn't you know, like, I banged my head like on the frame of the, like, the actual where you can remove the roof.
Yeah,
I banged my head on that, like the outer frame of that thing.
Ooh.
And I look up and I realize it's like on the inside of it. It's all made of like plastic. It's like the same consistency of like I'm trying to think of like you know, like those children's like play sets.
Yes, that are, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like the playground type things that are made of that like
that's like, slightly like bumpy.
Yes,
plastic.
It was made out of that.
Really? That's fucking weird.
Yeah, but on the outside it was like all metal and shit.
Wranglers so are like, awesome, dude.
What's that?
Wranglers are awesome.
Well, you may think that, but...
Yeah, when you're not fucking 6'4".
5.
Well, excuse me.
Yes. I mean, even worse. I mean, I'm an inch taller than that. So, I mean, you know, I got the seat, you know, all the way back. I would have just preferred, like, fuck, like a Chevy Malibu or something like that, you know? You know, something that drives normal, like the sight lines are good. Like, looking in the rearview mirror, you got the tire, like, going up, like, over the bottom of the window, so you can't barely see out the back window. And then you've got this other thing hanging down that makes it even worse. Like, there's all the shit hanging from the ceiling, and you're like, what the fuck? I'm not even joking. Like, it's just like, who thought of this? Like, putting that tire there, you know, half the back window is, like, blocked.
That's fucking crazy.
It is. And I get in this thing, I drive away, I'm driving down the highway, and I'm like, oh, man, I'm really hungry. So I stop at Hardee's, and I'm going to get, like, a burger and fries or whatever, so I go into the drive-thru. I look on the side, like, the side of the door, and I can't find the freaking things to lower the windows down. Like, I'm looking, like, I get in the line, and I'm about to pull up to, you know, to place my order, and I'm like, how the fuck do I roll the windows down? I'm looking all over the place. I can't find it. Finally, there's a guy behind me, too. So I'm just like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to go inside. So I go inside to get my food. I think at that point I was messaging with you guys. And I think like a short time later, Jim, I think you were like, oh, did you look in the center? And it was like an hour or two later, I happened to go out to the vehicle for something. And I look and I'm sure as shit there's the controls for all four of the windows, like in the center console under the radio. Like, I never thought to look in that spot for controls for like the windows.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something that never occurred to me that's where they would be. So I was like, I knew I had to tell the story, but I knew you guys you're probably just sitting there going, oh my God, what a fucking idiot, you know? But yeah, so, you know, I dealt with the vehicle. It was okay. I drove it around, you know, last couple of days. It's not anything I would, you know, buy for myself. I can't imagine me, you know, what purpose I would want a vehicle like that for. What am I going to go, like, driving along the beach or something on the thing? Am I fucking David Hasselhoff or something? So
maybe you want to be.
No, I don't really. In any respect, Baywatch, singing on the Berlin Wall, any of that respect, I really don't want to be David Hasselhoff.
Don't hassle.
But, yeah, I mean, other than that, I like I said, I had some good food. I went out to a beer bar last night, and that was kind of neat. They had some really good stuff on. The only criticism I had was that their pours of their beers were, like, really small. Like, everything was either like 10 ounce or 8 ounce pours, Dylan.
Oh, that is fucking rough, dude.
And they had one beer that they had a 16 ounce pour of, and it was All Day IPA.
Of course it was.
And while that's a great beer, it's not what I went there for, you know?
No, you went there to try some other shit.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I had some really good beers there, but I was just like, man, I drove like probably about 25 minutes to get down to where this place was, and I felt like it was a bit of a waste, you know, as far as that goes. Now, what was cool is I made it there in time for happy hour, so they had $1 and $2 tacos for happy hour, so that was like an added bonus.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So like my tab didn't end up being that much, but. If you're in Myrtle Beach and you want to check out a place that does have some good beers on tap, it was the Atlas Tap House is the name of it. They were pretty good. Other places that I didn't get a chance to go to, but like the Carolina Ale House had a lot of good beers on tap because I was checking their menu. And then there's two locations of the Mellow Mushroom down there, and I highly recommend them, not only for the beer, but their pizzas are amazing.
Now, Mike, when you go out to dinner, yes. Do you go by yourself or do you have like a coworker?
I was by myself on this trip, so I went out to dinner by myself.
Jim, can you imagine like somebody just like seeing Mike at the bar just being like, damn, he's just sitting there eating tacos.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just chatted it up with the waitress last night. She was cool and it was funny, that bar, they happened to have Three Heads, Trey Kind on.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was chatting her up about that and telling her, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm friends with the guys that, you know, own that brewery. And I was like, it's so weird that you guys have this on tap because they don't really have distribution.
Ooh, what's that?
My bad.
I don't know.
Jim's watching videos.
Jim's watching YouTube videos again.
No, it wasn't a video. Chad had a video up of him painting earlier, and I forgot to check it out.
Oh, yeah, I saw that he had posted a Facebook Live. Hey, yeah, if you want to check out some great artwork, Shad Nowicki, shadart.biz, right?
Yeah. Shad Paints, right?
Shad Paints?
No, that's his that's his
handle. Yeah, that's his email, Shad Paints. I think it's
shadart.biz, right? Yep. And or just look up Shad Nowicki on Facebook. Highly recommend him.
Oh, yeah.
No, Dylan, you know, like, it was funny. I went to a bottle shop yesterday and I found some more Three Head stuff. Some stuff, which I messaged Dave, our good friend Dave, about it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the taproom manager there at Three Heads, or the beer garden manager, or whatever the hell his title is. Some of the stuff that they had on the shelf was at least a couple of years old.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's stuff they're not even producing right now, and they haven't produced it in a couple of years. Some of the other stuff was new. Like, it was like stuff that they just came out with within the last month. So it was kind of interesting that they had they had like a range of stuff. And like Dave is like, yeah, that's our weird, for some reason, South Carolina distribution that we have for whatever reason. I was like, right on. I was like, out there with a whole bunch of other stuff, some stuff that I've never seen before.
Dude, yeah. Do you remember when I found that bottle of Three Heads in Jersey?
Oh, shit. It was the...
The Country Sweet.
The Country Sweet. That and was I funny. And you're like, hey, how is this one? And I'm like, they haven't made that in a year and a half, so it's probably really old.
Dude, I remember it tasted great.
Hmm.
Like, it surprised me how good it tasted.
You know what's really cool is they're going to start canning pretty soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, got the inside scoop
that the other day.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Anything else happened while you were away?
Yeah, there's one story I'm going to hold on to that happened on the way home. Other than that, I went to this... I did go to this... I don't know what the hell you would call it, shopping food area earlier today before, like, I had a little bit of time before my flight left and I was going to get some lunch or whatever. And I walked through there and I know I took some pictures and sent you guys some pictures. I hope you enjoyed all the shirts and novelty items and
random stuff bullshit.
Yeah. But my favorite was, it reminded me of you, Dylan, the coffee mug that I sent.
I don't even remember what it was. I looked at them very quickly. I was so busy.
It was basically a poop emoji coffee mug.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It said before. Coffee makes me poop.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It reminded me of you, only because of your stories about how you have to poop so soon after having coffee.
Yes, I've seen this before.
What's that?
It stimulates his bum.
Apparently.
My bum or my bum?
Your bum. Well, both.
Yeah, I've seen that Excellent. Before.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of food, we were going to talk about some food tonight.
Oh, do you want to go into that?
I feel like it would be a good transition.
Okay.
Did we ever give everybody an update on the laptop?
The laptop?
MVP Kit's laptop?
Wait, did you just fart?
You did.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Wow, that's the only update we get?
It works. There's nothing wrong with it.
Dylan is still angry about it.
He sounds like it, Sarge.
There's nothing else to be said.
Okay.
All right, so this was another one of those things I saw somebody...
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Dave actually just posted a response on something... I posted that picture of that Jeep earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he put like that crying emoji.
Oh, really?
And I says, sorry to make you sad, Dave. And then Sean said, wow, Dave Caniglio doesn't like this. And Dave is like, I'm a big Jeep fan that hopes there's a Wrangler in my future. I do hear all the negative stuff, though.
If I lived in nicer weather, like, year-round, I'd have a Wrangler.
I'd get something that I could actually see out of the back window of. Oh, you know what I could do? I could take the roof off of it and just look out over the roof.
You can take everything apart on them. Do you see the little plugs on the floor?
Like, he would look like Donkey Kong from Mario Kart. You know how like the cart is just so much smaller?
Yeah, but did you see the little plugs on the floor?
Fuck, dude, I didn't look that closely.
Dude, you can strip a Wrangler.
Yeah, you can. So basically, sure. if you take it out like mudding and out and about and all that stuff, literally you can take the car doors off, all the pieces on the side, everything. And you just basically hose it down, and there's plugs in the car like that lets the water drain through it.
Butt plugs?
Butt plugs.
All right, so getting back to the food thing. This is a map. I don't know who the fuck compiled this. The map of the food that the people... Let me rephrase this. This map represents what food is hated most in each of the 50 states in the U.S.
And I just have to know. Apparently, all of us have to know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, we can kick into this and see where we go with it.
I guess
you guys
we'll
got
just...
that webpage up?
I got it up.
Okay. I did bring up, like, a Google map in case we're, like, some of those Midwest states. Like, if we don't know which ones they are for sure, I have the Google map up so we can kind of flow through this.
Some of us don't know all 50 states here?
I'm just saying if we're not sure which one is which because they're not labeled on the food map, we can kind of have that as a guide, Dylan. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dylan. Name all 50 real quick. Go.
No.
It's not name all 50, Jim. It's you look at a map without the names of the states on it, and you name the states. Now
well,
try.
We're going to have to go through the list first for me to do that.
I bet you Dylan couldn't name all 50 states.
I probably could.
Sarge.
Can you?
I might be able to, but probably not. All right,
another time.
No, I'm just, you know.
You're just so damn sure.
No. I'm just saying that you're like, well, who wouldn't know the 50 states?
I didn't mean it in that context.
It certainly sounded that way, Jim.
I know.
All right, can we start this thing?
Wow.
No, I thought I was cranky.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. So why don't we start with, like, the East states? And maybe we'll just do, like, a few each, and we can discuss them as we go or whatever.
Oh, that means I got to click through all these?
What do you mean?
There's only, like, one...
There's, like, four pictures?
There's three pictures.
And then
there's one that has all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, I figured if we can just start with the ones in the East, that might be easy, and then... work our way west, right?
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, so the food that's hated most in each of the states. In Maine, apparently Asian fusion is hated.
That's weird.
Looking at this thing, I just wonder, is it something about, like, is this a little bit tongue-in-cheek, or did they actually figure this out in some way?
Like, up here it says that people in Mississippi, for example, swipe hate on sour cream more often than they do any other daters on Earth. So I guess they did some, like, data mining on dating sites for what people enjoyed food-wise.
Oh, okay. So this is basically a dating app?
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the dating app Hater. Which matches users based on things that they hate.
So then they've released this information to the internet, I guess, or to news media sites. Because this is off of Yahoo. So Yahoo picked this up, I guess.
Yahoo!
Yeah. So Asian fusion in Maine, based on the hate of hater users, dating
site. It's where the lobster reigns supreme, so.
Yeah. Apparently they don't like their lobster with any Asian fusion, right?
Guess not.
New Hampshire, they do not like expensive cocktails.
Is that New Hampshire? Is that Vermont? That's Vermont, right?
New Hampshire is expensive cocktails.
Is it? Okay. Is Vermont the one?
See, this is the case in point, Dylan. This is what I was saying.
No, I know. I'm just, I thought that, okay, you're right.
Well, I know Vermont is next to New York. So Vermont is like a darker greenish color on that map.
They don't like spray cheese.
I think it's like a little bit of like a tongue-in-cheek type thing.
Do they not like Cheese Whiz?
They probably don't. Think about Vermont and think about like what one of the big things in Vermont is. It's like
teddy bears.
Teddy bears, beer, and cheese.
Yeah. Well, I can
hopefully not all combined.
Well, I mean, spray cheese is kind of weird, but...
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I don't really care for spray cheese, and hopefully not too many people do.
It is kind of weird. The expensive cocktails, I'm not a fan of either.
I wonder what they mean by that, though. Like, what, how expensive of a cocktail?
They probably mean like the nice, you know, like the ones that make it. Not like the, oh, I want like a Jack and Coke. I want, you know, they go through. It's like, oh, I'm gonna have the, I'm gonna have the, you know,
like a Manhattan.
I think even more so than that, like I'm gonna have like,
or like the, something that's like
I'm gonna have the Brandishing Whitney. I don't even know. I just pulled some words out of my ass,
or something that really takes the like the bartender a lot of effort to make. And
yeah,
so
like a mixology thing.
Like thus, the price is very like much higher than a typical like a Jack and Coke. Say like what's the one there with the mint?
A mojito.
A mojito. Like that, I've watched bartenders make that, and that tends to, like, if they're making it properly, it tends to be a little bit labor-intensive, so I can imagine the price on that is probably a little bit higher. So is that what they're saying? Is like, maybe, like, those ones that cost a bit more, like a mojito or something that's a bit more labor-intensive is not what do you call people in New Hampshire? New Hampshireans? New
Hampshire? Hamsters?
Hampshites? Hampshits? I don't know.
I like hamsters.
You like hamsters?
I like the name hamsters for people as from New Hampshire.
I thought we were, I thought maybe this was some sort of revealing
portion. What am I, like fucking Richard Gere?
Oh, dude, that's so not true.
It could be.
So, as a New Yorker, ranch on pizza, I can't get behind that. I really don't like ranch or
I don't like ranch
or any of that.
I do. Okay, all right. So hear me out. I've heard that there's other states where like is it down south like you people actually just like dip their pizza in ranch dressing? Now I've never. That seems a little odd to me. But, like, I like buffalo chicken pizza. I like chicken bacon ranch. I mean, it's kind of a desecration of pizza, but I like them.
Oh, but, okay, yeah, I guess, I mean, if it's part of the pizza itself, I guess that's okay that it fits into, like, the flavor. But, like, I mean, if you're, like, dipping, like a regular, like, pepperoni, you know, with red sauce.
No, that's weird to me.
Yeah, that, I know my brother likes dipping the crust in blue cheese, and that's that really I've done it before. It's okay. It's not anything I really like to do too often. The real thing I think is disgusting is if you ever had like Papa John's.
I actually never had Papa John's,
but they serve it with that freaking butter sauce.
Oh yeah,
and that I've had that, and that's just disgusting. I can't wrap my head around that one.
I think, I don't know, I think Sarah's a big fan of Papa John's. She's like, it needs to, I'm like, I've never had Papa John's, so I guess that's a thing that's happening.
All right, well, why don't you kick into Massachusetts here, Dylan?
They do not like mayonnaise on fries, a.k.a. they really don't like, what is it, Switzerland? Don't they do that? Where do they do that?
Fuck,
Amsterdam. Yeah. I'm just thinking back to Pulp Fiction when...
I don't know. I think that's disgusting.
It is pretty nasty. But the thing is, like, I do occasionally will make like sriracha mayo and dip things in it. Like, I guess if you just like add something to it, it kind of negates like all that. I know some people just like fucking do not like mayonnaise, so I like it.
I like mayonnaise. I mean, like on sandwiches.
What's your opinion, Jim?
No.
No.
No. I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like ranch.
How do you feel about Miracle Whip?
No, it's not a miracle.
How do you feel about the next one?
Canned food?
Which is?
Canned
food? What state
food?
Is that?
Connecticut. What?
Where are we going? Up or down? Or left, right, what?
Well, that's still down. Well, we're on canned food anyway, so... What? Canned food?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Like, isn't most food pretty hard to find? Not, I mean, I'm sure there you can grow your own food and it won't be canned, but still. That's odd.
Some people really in Massachusetts strange. Do not like canned food.
No, the people in Massachusetts don't like the mayonnaise. People in Connecticut don't like canned food.
Mayonnaise? I mean, hold on. Oh, I'm sorry. I see the little dots.
He's not even looking at the fucking map.
I see the little dots now. I was looking at the... I didn't look at the lines. I had to zoom in.
You need to get your eyes checked.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, what's the one next to it?
You talking about Connecticut or Rhode Island?
Rhode Island. We just did Connecticut, dude. I just...
Connecticut was canned food.
Oh, yeah, those little dots again. My bad.
Oh, this is going over like a fart in church.
So, Rhode Island. I don't even know what that is.
Capers. A caper?
Yeah.
You don't know what a caper is?
Nope.
They're like these little green seeds that are like kind of salty, and you throw them into like sauces and stuff to give them flavor.
All right, well, I agree with people from Rhode Island then.
They're very good.
That's kind of fucked up. I mean, that's the thing that Rhode Island hates the most are capers.
Oh, we just despise capers.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys were on the cruise with me. You've seen how I eat. I'm very basic.
Yeah, you are pretty basic.
All right. Well, we're going to kind of get into your wheelhouse here, Jim. So, I mean, if you go left or right, you got like Ohio, Pennsylvania, and then maybe we'll kick back to Dylan for New Jersey. But how about Ohio, Jim? How do you feel about pesto?
Pesto sauce?
Sure.
No.
I love pesto, dude. It's delicious.
Can I call a timeout for a second?
Yes.
Jim, are you not feeling this?
What?
This list or whatever.
Oh, no, I'm fine with it.
Okay, you're very one-wordy about your answers and stuff.
It's because he's angry.
I don't even know what half this shit is.
It makes it even better.
Like pesto,
okay, I had...
Like, pesto to me is like a sauce.
Yeah.
Like an Italian sauce?
Yeah, like a basil-based sauce.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, just fuck that. So dismissive. It's hysterical.
So, I mean, you were right with what pesto is. So don't, you know, just go with your gut here, Jim.
All right.
No, he's got plenty of that.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Where do you think my
I'm
gut comes
sorry,
from?
I'm sorry, I couldn't pass it up.
Holy shit.
Well, I got
Oh, Jim, I'm sorry. I know I didn't hurt your feelings.
Fuck no.
He's stifling tears.
So, yeah, in between pesto and Pennsylvania, there's West Virginia. Why don't you do that one too, Jim?
I do not know for the life of me why anybody would fucking put tofu in their mouth.
I like tofu.
You would.
I like it. It's you just gotta put some sauce on it, and
there's nothing to tofu. It's fucking shit.
But if you put some other stuff on it, it's pretty good.
Why should you have to? It's fucking blobby shit.
It's a blobby shit. I don't know. I like
it. It's a weird texture.
This is what I was hoping for with this list.
It's a weird texture. It has no fucking taste, and fucking Dylan likes it. All the more reason.
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing about this, Jim. Is he said exactly what everybody says about tofu. Is you have to season it or sauce it to give it flavor. That's the key with that. Is because it doesn't really inherently have its own flavor.
No, it doesn't.
You have to You have to add stuff to it.
Tofu,
you might,
becomes
you might even
whatever
add some capers to whatever you. Whatever
some
you
capers.
You see what I did there?
I did. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I could fucking. I like to season my burgers, but if somebody gave me a burger, I could fucking eat it without having to.
A burger?
A burger.
A burger.
Swear to Christ.
He's getting so mad.
Maybe you should put some of your chai lattes.
Those aren't mine. They don't belong to me.
Onto your fucking tofu and flavor that shit up. And who the fucking eats and drinks chai lattes? Fucking pretentious fucks.
Oh my god. Dude, he's worse than me.
Well, see, you know what, though? That totally fits in because, you know, he lives not too far from the Ohio-Pennsylvania border.
I live on the border, pretty much.
Chai lattes are hated in Pennsylvania, so it totally makes sense that he hates them as much as he does.
I would eat a good pasta with a pesto sauce before I fucking ate some chai lattes.
You don't eat chai lattes.
Fucking drink them, whatever.
They probably, you know what, Pennsylvania probably hates them because New York probably loves them.
They smell funny, they taste funny. Ugh.
Okay, this next one cracks me up because I truly don't understand it.
If you're going to New Jersey, I completely fucking understand it.
Gas station, you know what, I guess so, gas station wine, it's like some of that cheap ass shit, you're just like, I need a bottle.
Does that exist in New Jersey? Is that like a thing?
I guess. I mean, I've never done it. It sounds like that's
stuff that people hate in New Jersey. So, I mean, if they hate it, what? I mean,
I didn't realize that it's a thing. Like,
think about just Dylan in general and how much he fucking bitched about people getting cheap ass fucking wine when he worked at the wine shop.
This is the most hated thing in New Jersey, though. You would think cheap-ass gas station wine would be something that's beloved in New Jersey.
No, think about it, man. Think about how pissed Dylan would get when somebody would come in and be like, do you have the Bordeaux? And be like, why would they get that? That's the shittiest fucking wine ever fucking made and bottled.
Why am I an old constipated man?
Because that's you when you're angry.
I love that the person came in had like a French accent.
Gas station wine.
And the guy asked for it like 3 times by name even. And I'm like, Jesus.
Oh my god.
I do miss your angriness from your old job though.
I still complain about my job. I just do it in other ways.
It's not the same.
No, because it's all things that frustrate you too about your jobs.
Probably.
All right. Well, I don't get the gas station wine one. I've never really understood. I guess that even New Jersey cannot sink low enough to buy gas station wine. But we can sink low enough to get Hawaiian pizza, which whatever fucking state that is.
Oh, see now you're calling.
Yeah, no,
I know
totally
what state that
cop.
Is. That's
totally
Delaware.
Cop to that one, Mike. I'll cop to that.
That's Delaware, motherfucker.
Delaware, thank you.
Take one of the purest, most rawest forms of fucking food on the face of this planet, made handed down to us by the fucking gods, and they fucking put Hawaiian pineapples and fucking bullshit on it.
I don't hate it. But there's apparently, a lot apparently, of
you like tofu too, so
apparently Jim has moved to Delaware.
Well, hey, somebody, that might put him a little closer to me.
Somebody brought it up, so I had to fucking comment. It's fucking shitty. Fucking put fucking pineapples and stuff with your tofu and eat
that sounds
it.
Pretty good.
Ugh.
That might season the tofu up pretty nice. Some pineapple in there.
Fucking nasty.
What the fuck is this next one?
Maryland?
Well, I know it's Maryland. No, what is the next fucking food?
A corner piece of a brownie. People don't like the... like the burnt ends of a brownie.
That is such a bizarre hatred. That's so specific.
You know what's funny though is like Wegmans up
and
here.
And yeah, I kind of get it.
It's kind of like the burnt ends of toast.
Like Wegmans up here and some of the wholesale clubs, they sell these this brownie brittle stuff, and it's actually like the burnt ends of like the brownie. like the heart pieces. They sell it like in like a bag now.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, I actually enjoy it. It's fucking tasty.
Fucking tasty.
It depends. If it's burnt, no. But if it's that crunchy, crusty stuff, yes.
Burnt, like you can burn turkey bacon?
The fuck turkey bacon, too. What the fuck is that shit?
What is it? That's the fucking DC that hates it?
I'll fucking eat turkey, like a turkey sandwich. Shit's good. Fucking turkey bacon. Suck my dick.
Strong feelings about turkey bacon.
It's just not fucking right.
I will admit, I'm not a big fan.
So, like, we go back over a little bit. You go to Kentucky, and they really don't like hummus there.
I fucking love hummus. Hummus is delicious.
Hummus is good, man.
It's fucking puree beans.
So good.
Have you noticed Jim has not liked a single thing on this list so far? Actually, he might go with the gas station wine. I think he'd do it.
If they got Tubac Chuck or Mad Dog, I'd drink it.
Well, this isn't so much a food as more of an action, but in Virginia, apparently they do not like dabbing pizza grease with a napkin.
I mean, I've been known to do that if the pizza's, like, super greasy, but generally I don't.
But, man, that is the most hated food thing in Virginia?
That's weird.
That's when you sprinkle a little bit of salt on it, just a wee little bit. You let that fucking salt dissolve right into that grease. Oh, so fucking good.
So, finally, North Carolina. This might actually be something I really do not like, is cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese is fucking horrible. It's fucking, like, curled, like, fucking nasty milk or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know if you fucking take one of those little milk things that you go, like, restaurants, like the milk stuff you put in coffee... If you shake it long enough, it'll turn into cottage cheese.
Do you do that?
Yeah, we used to get bored when we would go out and sit at Denny's for like 5 hours, and we did that.
See how much fucking cottage cheese you can make?
So South Carolina, I have no idea what the hell this is. Matcha tea?
I don't think I know what it is either.
I don't know what matcha it is. Tea. Just by the name, I fucking hate it.
Matcha tea? Nope, can't say I know what it is.
Matcha tea. Let's see here. Let's see what the Google says to us. It's finely ground powder, a specialty grown and processed green tea leaves. It is special in two aspects of farming and processing. The green tea plants for matcha are shade grown for about a Wikipedia article.
Okay, so
we get into a whole lot. But so it's green. A whole lot of shit, but it's green. It's made out of green tea leaves. And apparently South Carolina, they really don't like it there.
Because the only green tea you should eat should be made by Asians.
So clearly they're racist down there.
Wow.
No, I mean, seriously, you go into a fucking restaurant, like an Asian restaurant, Japanese, you know, Chinese, whatever, their fucking green tea is always good.
This is true.
Go into a Mexican restaurant and get some green tea, or Italian restaurant and get some green tea, you're like, yeah, can I have the lemonade instead?
What?
Wow, you lost Mike on that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta say, I agree with the next one.
Wait, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking puke.
Ugh.
Really?
Tuna salad is fucking disgusting, dude.
Dude, anything with tuna. The smell, the fucking taste, the fucking texture.
Now, the funny thing is, like, I'll eat tuna in, like, a sushi roll or, like, a tuna steak, but just the idea of canned tuna makes me, like, ugh, it's disgusting.
Like starfish?
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
They do have a cool mascot, though.
That's true. Oh. The fucking the tuna guy?
Yeah.
Like the blue guy?
Mm-hmm.
The guy that Frank has tattooed on his leg?
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
That's pretty sweet.
It is.
Yeah, that's a good logo.
All right. Then let me get to the fucking the dick of the country.
Okay.
Well, it looks like a dick. But Florida does not like licorice.
It doesn't look like a dick.
Wow.
You have to turn it a certain way.
Hell, it even has the word penis in its name. It's a peninsula.
I see what you're
Well, what's your opinion on licorice, guys? Because I know licorice is a very divisive food.
licorice, like, other than black, and if it's black licorice, I fucking hate it.
Yeah, that's generally what I think people think of. I don't count Twizzlers as like licorice.
Exactly, I don't either. So if they're talking about black licorice,
I really don't.
Fuck it.
Yeah, I don't like black licorice.
It's a very strong flavor. I'm generally not like a huge fan of it.
I read somewhere a while ago that something black licorice, there's some kind of, it's like a genetic, I don't know, genetic, whatever it is, there's something in people that's predispositioned or whatever the fucking right word is. You either like it or you don't. There's like no, like,
there's no middle ground.
No, there's something like inside you genetically that like the reason why you like it or not.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
Don't know if it's full of shit or not, but it's kind of interesting if it's true.
All right. Well, we've hit the middle of the country.
All right, Dylan, here's your big test.
All right.
Are we starting at the bottom or the top?
Why don't we start at the top?
I got to download the map because the fucking pictures in there are shitty.
With Michigan?
No, just the pictures of the...
No, I'm saying, like, we're starting with Michigan?
Sure.
In Michigan, they don't like cold pizza. I like cold pizza.
I enjoy a good cold pizza.
Not all the time, but sometimes you just gotta do cold pizza.
I had some cold pizza this morning.
Only if you have to.
It's good to eat when you're come home in a certain frame of mind.
You know that Michigan
state
is
of mind, excuse me.
A certain green state, perhaps?
It could be also a very drunk state.
Or a drunk state, yep.
And just below that, in good old Illinois, we got a hatred for charcuterie.
I don't know what that is either.
What?
Charcuterie is like the fancy name for like cured meat, like salami and stuff like that, and like cheese and olives and that kind of stuff. Like stuff you would see at like a, you know, like a
an deli meat
or something. Like what?
Deli meats?
Yeah, some deli meats, like you know, gabagool.
So that was Indiana, right? That's Indiana, right?
Indiana, yeah. Did I say Illinois? What did I say?
You may have said Illinois. I'm not 100% sure.
I probably meant to say Indiana.
But yeah, that's Indiana. The charcuterie.
Okay, so in Indiana, they're not cultured enough to understand charcuterie.
Bastards.
We already did Kentucky. Tennessee.
So we already did Kentucky.
What the fuck is this next one?
So we'll go down to Tennessee.
Forage foods, I don't know. They either go out into their backyards or out into the woods and fucking go pick shit and bring it home.
They must be fucking tired of doing that.
It could be.
They're like, we want some of that canned food from over at
Rhode Connecticut?
Island.
Rhode Island? They want some of them capers.
Yeah. Below that... I don't know how you guys feel about this place, but...
they can go fuck themselves.
You're not a Chipotle fan?
No, Alabama can go fuck themselves, because
Alabama
good
can
shit.
Go fuck themselves. I like Chipotle, generally.
Wait, does that actually have, like, a picture of a burrito in the background?
I can't really tell what it is, but
I think
it
definitely
is.
Does.
Okay, because I was kind of curious. I was like, at first, like, if you look at some of the other ones, that they're actual, like, individual items... That they're saying that they hate the restaurant Chipotle is kind of interesting. Because at first I was like, wait, they hate Chipotle peppers?
Oh, that's what I thought they meant.
No, they meant the restaurant.
Oh.
Huh.
I don't mind the restaurant. I like Hotheads better, though.
I like Chipotle, but like once in a while.
Hotheads is pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so we go back up at the top of the map and we have... Oh, guys, we're in Wisconsin.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. And you know what they don't like in Wisconsin?
Stephen Avery.
Well, beyond that...
Lunchables.
They don't like me there. Lunchables. And the only thing I could think about that is maybe it's like... Because it's like all processed food and shit. And they, you know, they like their cheese there, too. Much like Vermont does.
This is true.
If they made Lunchables with nothing but cheese in it, it'd probably be fine.
Maybe.
I used to eat Lunchables when I was a kid, but I grew out of them pretty quickly.
Illinois.
Brad!
They do not like biting into string cheese.
What?
That's what it says, dude. I don't know.
That's so weird.
It is incredibly weird. You know, I think that's part of the fun of string cheese is actually, you know, pulling off a piece of string cheese, not just biting the stick of cheese, right?
That's what I liked about it.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, there's got to be a battle here, though, between Mississippi and Alabama, in that if it's Chipotle, like the restaurant, that Mississippi, they actually like sour cream. So
no, they don't like it.
Or they don't like sour cream. So they might like Chipotle, but they don't like sour cream in their Chipotle foods. So
I don't like sour cream at all.
I like sour cream. It's good. No. It's interesting. There's like this chain of hatred of, like, you know, Latin associated foods, because like cilantro is another one.
Yeah, man.
I'm not over a huge fan of cilantro.
I fucking love cilantro.
Over in Arkansas.
Yeah.
But before we get there, apparently in Louisiana, they don't like cooking with cookies with raisins. First, I thought that was cooking. It's cookies with raisins. So don't be bringing your oatmeal raisin cookies to New Orleans.
I will not do that.
Yeah, oatmeal cookies don't bug me.
I like a good oatmeal cookie.
But
a good one, not a bad one.
I like a good oatmeal raisin cookie. But above,
they have chocolate chips in them.
But above Arkansas. Wait, oatmeal raisin with chocolate chips? Or just oatmeal chocolate chip?
No, oatmeal raisin chocolate chip is good.
I got you. Yeah, it's not too good. Or that's not too bad. How about with some, like, if you had some walnuts into it, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty busy cookie, man.
Walnuts, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, do they sell walnuts at Wahlburgers?
You know what? I don't believe that they do.
Interesting.
They sell burgers at Wahlburgers.
Well, I know that.
They sell Wahlbrewskis at Wahlburgers.
Interesting.
Yeah. They sell French fries and I think they had like a Fluffernutter sandwich or something or other on the menu. Yeah. Who's making noise?
Dylan. Sorry. That was me.
What, you rolling something up or something?
No, I was not. I was just playing with my headphones.
It's code for his cock.
Yeah. All right, but yes. Hey, we're in we did in Arkansas. They don't like cilantro. But Missouri, Dylan, I have to ask you about Missouri.
They don't like the last bite of the hot dog.
Do they not like it because it's almost gone? Is that what we should imply there?
I don't know what to imply there.
Oh, Dylan's tired.
I'm fucking exhausted.
That must explain why you're being so fucking crabby tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure this next one's going to get Jim all riled up, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because Iowa doesn't like quinoa.
Whatever the fuck that is.
It's like a grain.
Good for Iowa and their fucking grain.
They don't like it. You should move there and be fucking pissed off with all the Iowans or whatever, however you say that, their
Iowanian
state name. Iowan. That's weird. That's a really weird name. That sounds like a Lord of the Rings character.
Iowanians.
Iowanians?
Yep.
Okay.
What you gonna do when all the Iowanians run wild on you?
I don't know. Probably just eat a lot of quinoa or beans. Oh,
quinoa.
No, beans... You don't want to eat those beans too close to Minnesota, because they don't like beans there.
They're good for your heart.
The more you eat, the more you fart.
The more you fart, the better you feel.
So be sure to eat beans with every meal, unless you're in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So, Jim, do you know what tapas is?
What?
You know what tapas is?
Not like, tap ass.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, where are you going to tap that ass?
No, because in North Dakota, they don't like tapas.
I have no idea what it is, so I'm on board with it. Looks like something fucking stupid. Looks like it's a snail.
No. Wow, he's so quick to Smith. No, tapas is like a small plates Spanish food. So it could be anything from like grilled meat to sauteed veggies and all kinds of appetizers and even some main course stuff. They're good. I like them.
It's big in El Salvador. How about expensive cheese plates? How do you feel about those, Jim?
I can only have an expensive cheese plate with an expensive cocktail.
Well, you won't find any in South Dakota.
I like cheese plates, if it's a cheese I like.
You like Fromunda cheese?
No idea what it is. God bless you, by the way.
So, like, in Nebraska, they do not like chili peppers.
Stupid. I like chili peppers.
I like chili peppers.
In Kansas, they do not like shellfish.
Weird. I like shellfish. Shellfish is good stuff, man.
In Oklahoma, they do not like veggie burgers.
I like veggie burgers.
Do not.
I'm down with the veggie burgers.
I could see that being an Oklahoma type thing, where like veggie burgers are probably not a thing that are enjoyed by many.
Well, a lot of cows out there, right?
Yeah. Well, that's why they probably fit kind of hand in hand with Texas, where steak cooked well done is something that they do not like.
Who the fuck would like 100% steak
well done? 100% agree.
It's nasty.
It's disgusting. You can't even eat it. It's not food. It's like eating shoe leather.
Yeah,
it's an offense to me. You just insulted that fucking cow that you killed. That cow's going to come back from the dead and just be like, you suck. Blow me.
Whoa.
So.
Wow.
It's true. Dylan
feels pretty strong about that.
I agree with Dylan on this one, though.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I was younger, I remember, you know, eating steaks well done because I didn't know any better, but I realized that that wasn't the way to go about it, you know?
Well, how about over in Arizona?
Arizona?
Yeah.
What don't they like in Arizona?
Kombucha.
But why?
I'm looking at the right state, right?
Yeah. But why'd you skip over New Mexico? What do you have against New Mexico?
Because I couldn't remember if that was New Mexico or not.
Oh, Dylan.
So I went to the next one, and I was like, that's Arizona. They don't like kombucha. I've never had kombucha. I have it in my fridge, but I don't drink it.
I've never had kombucha.
It's some kind of, like, cleanse energy. I don't know what it is. It's some, like, New Age shit. I don't know.
They can keep their kombucha.
Yeah? Well, how about New Mexico, Dylan?
They don't like chicken nuggets. I like chicken nuggets.
That's kind
in
of
some
blasphemy.
Respects, I can't blame them, but I do like a good chicken nugget every once in a while.
Oh, it's because they watch Breaking Bad.
Los Palos.
They're not going to eat any more chicken there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I know what you're saying.
What about Colorado?
What don't they like in Colorado?
Balsamic vinegar.
I don't mind that.
I like balsamic. I actually really like balsamic. Good balsamic is great stuff.
That's Utah.
That's Utah. God damn it.
Yeah, good balsamic is pretty good. But if it's bad, it's fucking nasty.
Yeah, but the good stuff, and while it is expensive, it is good stuff. So Utah is dumb.
Yeah, Colorado kind of surprises me, actually.
Oh, with the Flaming Hots?
The Flaming Hot Cheetos?
That's a Chicago thing, from what I understand.
But I'm surprised that they wouldn't like them there.
Hmm.
You would think they would be into some of the snacks.
Huh, weird.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
So, Jim, how what do you think of gluten-free?
Not a fan.
Right? You'd fit right in Wyoming.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd fit in Wyoming, but...
Wow.
Okay.
Well, Idaho, they hate dim sum, which I think is odd.
A little bit. Maybe if you made it in the form of potatoes.
Yeah. I like dim sum.
It's okay. Depends.
I don't know that I've had it.
It's interesting. It's an interesting experience.
Well, Montana might be like a very, it might be a very topical subject right now. Is pumpkin spice anything?
When did, that's so weird that pumpkin became such like a popular thing.
I don't know, man.
It is weird.
Pumpkin spice latte, the pumpkin coffee, pumpkin pie, pumpkin beer. It just, like, everything became pumpkin.
Yeah.
Or pumpkin.
People like their fake pumpkin flavor.
Yeah.
All right, so we're winding down here. We got a few more left. In Washington, they do not like Keurig K-Cups.
That makes sense, because they probably have a bunch of, like, craft coffee places out there.
Yeah. In Oregon, they don't like fast food.
Like craft dinner?
Because there's a lot of... There's, like, a lot of good food out there?
Probably. Yeah, I know I've heard, I think, like, Scott Moser, he's talked about, like, I think he goes up there and eats at a lot of nice restaurants, and the food sounds really good. In California, they don't like Chick-fil-A.
They probably think it's overrated.
Oh, that might do something with their politics and all that stuff.
It's because it's a Christian-owned.
Yeah, and this one I'm not familiar with. Dylan, but I mean, in Nevada, they do not like LaCroix.
LaCroix is just like a, it's just seltzer, basically.
Oh, okay.
That stuff's nasty.
Seltzer's okay. In right now.
I don't care if it's in, it ain't gonna be in me.
I like seltzer.
You know what I used to like? I used to like the New York seltzers. Do you remember those, Jen?
Oh, yeah, those weren't bad.
The flavored seltzers were good.
You know what's surprisingly good? Vanilla seltzer.
I could see that. All right, so that's the continental U.S. We got a couple more states.
I forgot about these.
Based on Hader.
These states?
Yeah, these two states. Do you know what these two states are, Dylan?
Puerto Rico and Guam.
No, we don't have those on this thing as done by Hader.
No, but we do have Hawaii that hates Coca-Cola, which is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
And Alaska, which hates Voss water, very specific brand of water.
Hmm.
It's probably because all the water up there is probably good.
Probably, they're keeping it from the rest of us.
Yeah, that could be.
For that.
Well, yeah, that closes out that list, though. I mean, I thought that was kind of an interesting list to go through and talk about, and I think we got some good stuff.
I agree. Mike, did you go to a show the other day?
I did go to a show the other day, and it was a really great show. I know you were kind of skeptical about me going to it.
No. I was not skeptical. I don't know where
you were surprised?
I was surprised.
The show I went to see was, I went to see Green Day. And it was actually a really great show. They're a highly energetic band. Billy Joe Armstrong, I mean, he's just constant movement on the stage. They play all the songs you'd want to hear, probably some of the songs you don't want to hear. But fun show, right? Nothing to complain about at the show. Sean and I actually, we got there a little early. We pre-gamed a little bit in the parking lot, you know, had a few beers. That was fun. But we go to leave the show, you know, after they finished playing, and end up stuck in the parking lot for an hour and 45 minutes.
Ouch.
Like, I didn't get home. The show ended at 11. I didn't get home till 2.
Well,
I've been there.
It was a shorter amount of time to get home from going to see Guns N' Roses with a bigger crowd than it was to get home from a smaller crowd at Green Day.
Hmm.
It was all those teeny boppers.
It was nuts. It was nuts. Like, the line that we were in at one point did not move for probably the better part of like an hour and minutes. I don't know what the fuck was going on with this freaking place we went to see this show, but I don't know if they were not controlling the traffic out of the venue very well or what, but finally we kind of reached a point where like we could almost like pull a move, and there was two exits that you could go out of. And
where was the venue?
It was at Darien Lake.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is like it's a theme park, but they also have like one of those big amphitheaters, kind of like Blossom, you know, like down in the Cleveland area there.
Right.
Or I think there's one in Pittsburgh now, isn't there?
Yep.
Like an amphitheater type thing.
Yeah, they've changed the name of it like 2 or 3 times.
And then what's the one there in Jersey, Dylan? Camden? Or PNC?
Camden. Well, the Camden is Susquehanna Bank Art Center, and then the one in Homedale is the PNC Bank Art Center.
Okay, well, like, it's a venue like that, but it's at this big, huge amusement park that's, like, smack dab right between Rochester and Buffalo. And there's basically two exits out of the place. There's one out, like, in behind, like, their whole complex, and then there's the front exit. And the back exit was clogged for that amount of time. We couldn't move for, it was well over an hour. And finally, we kind of were able to move a little bit, and it gave us enough room that we could actually pull out of the lane that we were in and go, instead of trying to go out the back exit, we went out the front exit. And once we got out of there, I was home within an hour.
Wow.
Like once we, yeah, I mean, once we got out of that, like, that traffic that wasn't moving, we were, you know, I was home within an hour, but it literally took us, the show let out right, just about at 11 o'clock, I got home at 2.
You should have just went and crashed at Bourbon's. Like, you could have walked through the fucking backyard or the back of the venue and been at his house.
You know what the problem is they don't let people walk in and out of the venue anymore.
Yeah.
They used to. We used to park, like, in this person's yard, like, outside of the venue. And they, you know, they charge, like, $5 or $10 for you to park there. And we would get out and get out there, like, just hoof it, like, after the shows and get out there and get, like, away from the venue before anybody else, like, was even remotely close to getting in their cars and getting out of there.
What if you were dropped off?
What's that?
What if you were dropped off?
I think they have, like, a drop-off zone, but it's just, it's painful.
Yeah, but couldn't you just go to the drop-off zone and park somewhere else?
There's nowhere. You can't. It's in the middle of nowhere, Jim. It's not like in the middle of a city or anything. It's out in the middle of farm country. There's not like it's just such a horrible place for a show.
I would have parked to Bourbon's and then been like, dude, can you pick us back up at 11 at the drop-off spot?
Yeah, and he probably would have said no. Probably the fucking traffic there because
he'd
so...
be like, he'd be like, fuck you, I have work tomorrow.
If you like, plus I got assistants to do that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob will be over in, like, it'll be over in 5.
It's just so fucking horrible. They were almost my Sarge of the Week this week, but I ran into it. I ran into somebody that took the cake.
Oh, your what?
Somebody took the cake?
The whole complex, and whoever was coordinating the traffic out of that place were almost my Sarges of the Week, but there was somebody else that took the cake as far as being my Sarge this week.
Speaking of taking cake, I was listening to Bob and Tom this morning, and I guess these people had a birthday party for their kid, and they left the remaining part of the cake, which was like a really big chunk of cake, outside on top of something. And the lady filmed this bear walked into their backyard, grabbed the cake, sat down at the table, ate it, and then left.
What, really?
Yeah.
Who were you talking to about this?
No, it was on the Bob and Tom radio show.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure you weren't mistaken for a bear?
I haven't had any cake this week, so I'm pretty sure it wasn't me.
Okay. Just checking.
Rub his balls.
I was changing my shirt.
Jesus Christ.
Jim just farted again.
Why is it always going to be me?
Because it always is you.
I always like that that's always his response.
Why is it got to be me or Jim farted?
Why does it always got to be me?
Mike has gas too, you know.
But he has class and doesn't spread his gas.
That is not true.
Do.
They must all be SBDs.
No.
It'd be great if he was like, nope.
Nah, I think I got rid of all of mine.
There's only one time I've ever known Mike to hold in his gas.
What's that?
Your first date with Liz.
That is true.
That poor car.
But it was funny today. It was funny today when I picked up my luggage at the baggage claim. And I had parked in the garage at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And but I was on the second level, so I took the escalator in the airport back up to like the upper level floor of the actual interior of the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was riding up the escalator, I ripped like 3 or 4 farts right in a row.
Nice.
Of course, I had looked around first to see if anybody was like near where I was, and there was nobody there.
Oh, I don't look.
And I don't think that they would have heard him anyway over the din of the elevator the escalator.
There's nothing better than when you rip one on like an escalator somewhere where like there's motion like that, like in a group or something, and you just get somebody like with a weird face after you fart.
Why? Because they smell your noxious fumes.
Yeah, and then they have no idea who it is, and they're like, ooh, and then you make a face too, like, oh yeah, I smell it.
Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike.
I forgot about the intro.
How'd you forget about the intro? What are you?
I forgot we had to do intros for these sections.
For these sections?
Segments, excuse me.
Okay, you ready, Dylan?
I'm ready.
I don't remember what the number was that we left off at. So, what is the brand of your first bicycle?
I have no fucking idea. Big wheel.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. How about you, Jim?
I think my first one was a Huffy.
Mine was a Huffy, too.
I think we did this question already.
It took you a little while.
Because I remember it sounded familiar. What would be funny is if you went back and listened and it was like, Dylan, you do remember the brand of your bike.
Yeah.
Because I really, at this current time, I do not.
It's this drug out of mind.
Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. So these questions are going to test your dexterity, Dylan.
My what?
Your dexterity.
Mm. Okay. I was wondering what you said.
Can you touch your tongue to your nose?
No.
I cannot either.
Neither can I. Dylan, can you lick your elbow?
That is a negative. I cannot lick... Wait, hold on. Nope, I cannot lick either elbow.
Nice. And neither can I.
Me either. Dylan, can you suck your own dick?
No, not enough ribs have been removed.
Wow.
Mm. All right, one more for you. How do you feel about end pieces of a loaf of bread?
I will eat them.
Really?
Most of the time, I usually just rip them up and throw them outside for the birds, but, you know, if it's there and I can make use of it, I'll make use of it.
I'm okay with them, but I don't like them on a sandwich.
No, it's too much crust for the sandwich.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you could save it and, you know, put, like, some jelly or some, you know, you can make some toast out of it or something like that.
Yeah, they're definitely not good for a sandwich.
But, you know, they have their purpose. It's either feeding the birds or you kind of just are like, yeah, you know, I want some carbs this morning. I'll have this.
There's always got to be an end piece of the bread, right?
Well, two, technically.
True.
I've never seen, and, you know, well, it's funny. What I do think is funny is that if we're talking, are we talking like a loaf of bread, like the, you know, like the bag bread, or are we talking like a baguette or, you know, like a Italian bread, like the, or, you know, the, like the rounder loaves, you know, because I actually like all the end pieces on that stuff.
I would interpret this as like a bagged loaf of bread.
Okay. Because the end pieces of those breads, I like those, you know? There's nothing wrong with them. They're almost like a little bit better. They're a little more firm if you're doing a little scoop action, you know? Soaking up some sauce.
This is sounding dirty, Dylan.
It is sounding a little bit dirty.
I don't know what you're going for there, but
maybe I should start a phone sex line.
Talk about scooping things up with your bread and your sauces and
exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Dylan is pretty tired, so that closes.
And Jim is clearly tired too.
That closes out for insecurities for this week.
Hey now.
I was going more with a hey now. It's over.
Hey now. So, Jim, what do you say?
I say... Sarge of the week.
Oh. So, Jim, you're my Sarge four times over.
Four times?
Wow. He's the reigning Sarge Supreme.
Four-time champion.
You like that title, the Sarge Supreme, Jim?
I do.
Not really, Jim. Actually, I'll tell you guys a little story about my real Sarge for this week, and actually for today.
You mean the one that Jim wanted to know about so badly?
Hey, I don't know about you guys or not, and Dylan made me think of this because Sarge Supreme is SS.
Uh-huh.
Did anybody else think that the Stormtroopers were Nazis when you were a kid?
Like, the Star Wars Stormtroopers?
Yeah.
Well, there were Stormtroopers in, like, the... You know, in Hitler's regime, so it's not like it's not plucked from history.
No, what I'm saying is, like, when I was a kid, I thought that, like, they were the same meat bad guys.
Like, not just, you don't just mean, like, the Stormtroopers, you mean just, like, the Empire.
No, I thought the Stormtroopers were the same bad guys that were in the Nazis for Hitler.
What, did you think, like, Raiders of the Lost Ark and Star Wars took place in the same universe?
No, for real, like, the Stormtroopers and Nazis...
I'm very confused.
Like, there were stormtroopers in the Nazi army.
Yeah, there were, the SS.
Right. So I thought the stormtroopers in Star Wars were the same bad guys.
But that's fucking dumb.
I was a fucking kid.
But it takes place in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Why would there be Nazis?
No. I just thought the stormtroopers were the stormtroopers in Hitler's army.
Okay.
Dude, I was like 5.
Clearly.
Okay, so it must have been just me. Never mind. Sorry, Mike.
Well, it's like I said, there were real stormtroopers.
It never occurred to me, Jim, but, I mean, you know, I mean, you're allowed to have those thoughts.
No, see, but like you just said, that there were real stormtroopers. To me, the stormtroopers in Star Wars were the real stormtroopers. I had no reference point for Nazi stormtroopers, so therefore...
Oh, okay, all right. I didn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah, my reference point for stormtroopers were the Star Wars one, so I thought it was the same...
Oh, so you just figured that that's what they looked like in real life.
Yeah, like, I thought they were the same guy. Like, they dressed the same, everything.
Wow, that's really fucking weird. That's a very loose connection.
Yeah, that was my reference point, though.
So is he still your Sarge?
Who?
Jim,
no, he's not my Sarge. My Sarge is this asshole that was on the first flight I took today. Who, you know what, if you're on a flight and you realize that, hey, you got a connection to make, maybe the flight gets delayed, and you think your connection is going to be pretty tight, what would you do, Dylan?
Maybe start looking for another flight?
Well, no, you're already on the flight. But
oh, you're already on the flight.
Yeah. Maybe you're sitting towards the back of the plane.
I would probably ask the stewardess and be like, is there anybody that I can, like, switch seats with to get closer to the front because I have to make a connecting flight?
Right, exactly. Or,
like, hey, like, politely, just be like, look, you know, explain the situation, and if they're cool with it, they're cool with it, and if they're not, it's like, well, is there any way I can just, like, make priority departure?
Right, exactly.
Like, politely, you know?
Yeah. You would just ask the stewardess or the flight attendant to do so. The guy that was on this flight that I was on today wasn't so.
He wasn't so hip. Clearly.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't too hip to, making a good decision. So, the flight leaves all of 20 minutes later than it was supposed to, and it lands, and he's getting really amped up about getting out of the seat and, you know, getting ready to move up the aisle and, you know, get off the plane. And I mean, to the point where the plane lands and it's on the ground for like a millisecond and he's already got his seatbelt unbuckled.
Jesus.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, we gotta go. I can hear him. He's across the aisle from me, right? We're in row 26 of 27. Okay.
Oh, so you're like the ass end of the passenger area.
Yeah. And I mean, my connection was going to be a little tight. I mean, but not that bad.
You'd be getting there as they were like lining up.
I was originally supposed to have like an hour layover. I ended up having a 40-minute layover, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and by the time I got to the gate, there was still another 15 to 20 minutes before they actually
That's nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, he wasn't on the connecting flight with me. So, they finally get to the gate. You know, they're doing all the business they do to get the door open and all that stuff. And people start to get up and they're, you know, grabbing their belongings, they're grabbing their carry-ons. And he's just, oh, geez. Oh, come on. Finally goes, there's maybe like 5 or 6 rows in front of us. He goes, come on! Move it!
Oh my god.
And
you scared me, dude.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm just looking at him going, Jesus Christ, dude. And there's like the people in front of us, they have kids. There's a woman one row in front of us. She's got like a little tiny baby, and I'm like, Jesus, dude. Have some decorum, you know? At least if you were missing this connection that badly or you're going to be that close to it, ask the flight attendant. You know, if you could, you know, because I've seen it before. They can make announcements and go, hey, there's a few passengers here who have really tight connections. If you don't mind, if you can let them get off the plane first, that would be most appreciated. They've done that before. There was actually this one younger girl that she was supposed to go all the way over to like another terminal for her connection. And both of the flight attendants she asked, they both said, like, it's going to be tight for you. They're like, you're going to have to hustle.
Wow. Even,
yeah. Yeah. And she was way in the back of the plane, right? So he does that screaming thing, right? And it's just as I start to stand up and he looks at me, I look back at him. I go, you can go ahead. Clearly you're in a hurry. He goes, that's right, I am. I'm like, yeah, it's all right, dude. I got plenty of time. I won't miss my connection. I'm fine. Don't you worry about me. I was like, clearly you're in a rush, so why don't you go ahead?
What a fucking insufferable douche.
Yeah, you know, and the people next to me were just like, they're kind of just like smiling. They're like, yeah, we know, we're the last ones off this plane. I'm like, there's not much you can do. There was a gentleman in the next row in front of us who was just like, he kind of looked at the guy and just went, just go. He's like, I have a connection, but it's not that important to me. Just go. And I just kind of looked at the guy. I was like, I looked at him too. I was like, yeah, you know what? I have a connection too. I don't know how far away my next gate is, but I'm like, if I make it, I make it, you know, it's not that big of a deal to me.
He still sounded like a royal asshole.
Oh, completely, completely. And the poor woman that was with him was just dragged along for the ride. You know, I just can't believe people act that way. You know, the flight attendants were just looking, just shaking their heads, just going, oh my God. Yeah. So I'm sure one, because I said that kind of as I was sitting down, but I was starting to get up. I'm sure if he went back at me, he probably would have been, he would have gotten really quiet once I stood up. But yeah, I just can't believe people like that. They just, you know, they're so self-important and just, you know, you don't know what anybody else's situation is, but you think yours is the most important. You know, you're yelling at people. It's like, you know, just calm the fuck down. They'll get up and they'll get off the plane. It's not, you're not losing that much time, you know, and you didn't lose that much time in the connection. If your connection was that tight, you know, between the flights, you shouldn't have booked those flights in the first place. You
know, no, I agree.
Because, I mean, you can never count on, you know, like if you gave yourself a half hour, that's not going to be enough time. You better give yourself at least an hour or two if it's domestic, you know?
Yes, but it could be another terminal.
Yeah, especially if you're flying into, like, busy airports. Like, if you're flying into Atlanta or Chicago or even Charlotte. Charlotte's a pretty big airport. If you're flying into any of those airports, man, you better give yourself enough time. It just, the guy was just such an asshole. And, you know, there's people with kids and stuff like that, and you're yelling at them, like, you self-righteous asshole.
So yeah, you tell him, Mike.
That's my Sarge of the Week. He took it away from the parking lot attendant mess at Green Day. Whoever the fuck was managing that clusterfuck, he took it away from those people just by being an asshole. What about you guys, Jim?
I don't really have one, but I guess I'll just say it anyway, that Hurricane Harvey, you're pretty Sargy.
Oh God.
Or yeah. Should I say Tropical Storm Harvey? I don't know. That whole scenario sucks. I feel for Houston and the rest of Texas and wherever it's moving into now, Louisiana.
Just brutal, man.
So I feel for everybody out there right now.
Yeah, you just look at the before and after pictures and
it's fucking crazy. It sucks. It's very unfortunate how ill prepared they were for it. I mean, I think I hate to bring the prod down, but like I think one of the most upsetting pictures I saw was a retirement home of old people, of older people, literally like, you know, in wheelchairs and chairs and walkers and sitting in like 4 feet of water. Like, I don't understand how somebody could let that happen. So what? It's just it's a very, very unfortunate. I'm very sorry it's happening right now.
Yeah. And there's not much you can say about it. It's just it's crazy. It's horrible to see
shit like that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you live in an area that gets affected by those every once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, we went through Sandy, so.
Yeah. So that was not great. You can definitely feel for those people and know what they're going through. You know, like
of course, it's kind of ironic that it's been 10 years since Katrina, and now Louisiana's starting to get hit again.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Harvey, you've dealt us a bad one.
Yeah.
But, Jim, do you have a Sarge of the Week? I think he did.
I don't even remember what it was now, but fucking political correctness is my Sarge.
Why? Who got you pissed off this week?
This has to be fucking fake, dude. They want to do away with Father's Day in Australia?
Why?
Because not everybody has a father.
What?
That's odd.
That's just weird, man.
Fucking liberals, man.
Is that for like... Wow, you fucking did. But like, what? But is that for like...
the conservatives asking for it.
But it's like, but why? Like, I don't understand. Is that like if somebody has like two mothers, like I don't understand. I still feel like people generally would be respectful of that kind of thing.
Father's Day is highly unfair to children that have no father present in their life.
Okay. While I feel for them, I mean, do they necessarily have to celebrate it?
Equally, just as much, not every fucking child has a mother in their life.
Some children do not have fucking parents.
Exactly.
That's very odd, you know?
So they want to change it to Special Persons Day.
But, okay, alright, now I'm not against the idea of that day at all, but why not just make it a separate day? Like, why not just give it its own date? Doesn't that,
make
more sense?
Yeah, that would make sense.
You know?
Like, there's also Grandparents' Day. Not everybody has fucking grandparents. Not everybody has a mother or a father, but they've got something to celebrate with somebody special, probably.
It just seems kind of silly, you know? I don't know. I feel like in the grand scheme of, you know, trying to find the right thing, like, is this worth the fight? I don't know.
No, I don't think it is. I could see fighting for it a day for, like you said, or just creating a day for that special person. Who knows? I mean, you know, I know kids that were raised by their aunts and uncles.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sure that what they probably did was like, oh, we just celebrate, you know, with my uncle. That's Father's Day or whatever.
That's basically all they ever did, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not against the idea of, like, giving it a unique holiday. That's great. I think that's awesome. Like, I think that should be it. You know, I just think it's kind of weird because, you know, I mean, people do have fathers and people have mothers.
But the rub is they don't want to do away with Mother's Day. They just want to do away with Father's Day and then have a Special Person's Day.
But why not just add Special Person's Day?
But why would you do away with Father's Day because somebody might not have a father and it's not fair to them? The same logic could be applied to a mother.
It doesn't make any sense. It's very weird.
And if you want to go by the logic that there's always a mother because she gives birth, there's still always a father that puts that seed there.
Exactly, and both of those people, neither of those people could be in said person's life.
Exactly.
So, I don't know, that's weird, that's very bizarre, I think that's really strange for them to, like,
I need to
take away,
some more.
You know, take away that day. It's funny, though, because, like, if they were, like, if Australia said, oh, they're taking away Mother's Day because not everybody has a mother, I'd be like, well, that's stupid, too. Hmm. Like, that's dumb. I don't know. It just seems silly. It just seems counterproductive to remove this kind of... It's like, oh, there's 364 other days of the year that you can... Well, 363, I guess, if you're just going with, like, parental holidays, like, that you could assign it to. It just seems very odd to me.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I agree with you. It makes no sense.
But who's getting the actual Sarge of the Week? Harvey?
Who?
Harvey?
Harvey?
I'd give it to Harvey. Harvey can go fuck himself. You know,
Harvey's really like turned over Houston. So,
yeah. Oh fuck, you know who, that's
you know
crazy.
Who else can go fuck themselves?
Chris Seymour.
Yeah.
Yeah, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah, dude, I feel bad for them people down there. It just that whole Harvey thing blows, man.
It's bad. It definitely. I think, like I said, I think it's definitely a sign that they were not that somebody did not prepare that city properly. I mean, I think that there's been reports saying that, like, they're not going to be recovered for years after this.
I don't know. Can you ever really prepare for something that bad, though?
I think you could definitely institute countermeasures, you know? I mean, one of the biggest, like, I was listening to NPR today on the way to work, and one of the biggest, like, this really pissed me off, was there's a television, actually, you know what? This guy would be a good Sarge of the Week, too. I forget his name, but there's a televangelist guy that has, like, one of the biggest churches in the United States, and it's, like, a converted basketball stadium, and they did not open the stadium to people, like, initially, at all.
Yeah, well, that was, didn't they do that for, was it Katrina down in New Orleans?
Well, Katrina, they opened up the big stadium.
They opened the Superdome, but didn't they do that with, like, other, like...
I think they did it with pretty much anywhere you could go to get away from the
right, but they didn't
the
let
hurricane.
Just anybody in them at first, I think, or whatever. The Superdome did, or whatever it was, but...
I don't... Was it another church?
I think a church was involved, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember, but that, I think, is still pretty fucked up. I mean, they have since opened their doors to people, but it's like... I just think that's fucking crazy, and also just, like, horrible. It's just like, hello, do you realize what's going on around here?
Yeah, that would suck too.
That to me, I think, says something about that church.
Yeah, definitely. But weren't you Jersey was pretty prepared for theirs, and they still got fucked. They got crushed.
Yeah, we were generally pretty prepared for Sandy, but we still. I mean, I think New York got hit real. Well, New York definitely got hit really bad because I remember seeing like video of the power plants, like, going up.
But that's what I'm saying, is you get hit by a nasty one, it doesn't matter how much you prepare.
No, it's true. I mean, I think my folks were without power for, like, an entire week. I mean, they were literally, like, living by candle and firelight, and the gas stations were just, like, insanely, like, packed, you know? Like, I think at one point, the only thing my mom walked away with was, like, a gas container, not even, like, a gas, like, her car didn't even have a lot of gas in it. So, I mean, yeah, that was not good.
No.
I was at school. We barely had anything, because I was more inland. So, there was just some branches that fell down. It was fucking crazy, though. I mean, I remember even just where I was, like, I thought the windows were, like, shaking and stuff, and... It was still pretty crazy coming home. I mean, and it's funny, we were all coming back from a hockey thing, and I remember, like, leaving. I went out to get lunch with Mike Dunn and his wife and some other people before we left, and I remember driving up the parkway, and I'm just like, man, it's really fucking gray out here. I really hope I rolled on home or back to college, and I'm like, it's getting pretty bad. And I remember it was getting intense by the time I went to dinner, and then when I came back and was in bed, I mean, it was raging already. And then that's when I got in touch with my folks, and they're like, yeah, we have no power. It was a weird week.
Well, we here at Jim's BBQ Podcast, where our thoughts are with all those in Houston and the surrounding areas and all those affected by this horrible storm. Well, if you want to donate, don't send any money to Dylan Gonzalez, because you won't be able to access his PayPal account via the internet.
All right. Well, anyway, all right, I got it. So if you want to help out the people down in Houston and Louisiana fight off Hurricane Harvey... you can actually text the Red Cross. You can text 90999 to give $10 to the Red Cross. And other places that you can donate to are the Houston Food Bank, the Food Bank of Corpus Christi, Houston Humane Society, Houston SPCA or San Antonio Humane Society. All those places will gladly accept donations, and you can definitely help out the people down in Houston. In fact, I'm going to do the Red Cross one right now. All right, well, while we wait for that response, anyway, I just texted them. So like I said, 9099, you give 10 bucks to the Red Cross to help out in Houston with the Hurricane Harvey aftermath. So,
I think that just about closes out for episode 66 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. Don't forget, you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
You can email us and ask us anything you'd like about Dylan at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's
chagrin.
Boulevard.com. All right, I got this week's closer.
Sent to us by, actually,
you know what? Let me see who sent it to us. If I get it wrong, I'll get shit for it, so give me a second. Okay, I thought I was right. Sent in to us from E-Man.
E.T. the E-Man, huh?
Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where once you put our meat in your mouth, you're going to want to swallow.
Oh!
Nice one. We'll be
That's pretty dirty.
Why is it dirty? It tastes so good that you're going to want to eat it all and swallow it.
I'm just saying, it's pretty dirty.
It's not as bad as your meat curtains one.
Oh
yeah, we will not speak of that.
I just did.
Shh.
You can't shush me. What the fuck?
He's a giant among men.
We're gonna have literally. To go back. We're gonna have to go back and change my Surge of the Week.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm getting shushed here, Jim.
I know. I wish I could care more, but I'm tired.
Yeah, so am I.
Wow.
I'm ready. What?
No, I was wowing at Jim.
Yeah.
I'm tired too, though. I can't blame him in the least. And I got an early day tomorrow.
I'm tired too.
All right, boys.
All right,
man. Good episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Peace out.
See ya.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good night, Mary Lou.
Yes.
Pick up the garbage.
Oh, fuck, I do have to do that.
Dude, how come no matter what day we record, you have to take out the garbage?
Because we usually do it on Wednesday, and we take garbage out on Wednesdays.
I don't know which one we left off on.
Just pick a spot. We won't remember anyway. Actually, you should, since Dylan went down there, pick one we already did, see if he notices.
Okay, I got one. That's a random one. It's not like one of the ones that we went off on.
I mean, like, I feel like we've done this one before, but I don't remember.
Alright, you ready for some insecurities, Dylan?
Wait a minute, dude. You gotta tell your story about the airport, your other one.
No, it's gonna be my Sarge.
Wow, I've got two Sarge of the Weeks now.
He mentioned why he wasn't gonna tell that story.
Oh, did he?
Yes, yeah. He said it in the fucking chat.
Oh, I didn't read it in the chat.
What I've a surprise!
I've got two Sarges of the Week now.
Well, why aren't you gonna tell it?
I'm gonna tell it.
Because it's for Sarge of the Week.
It's Sarge of the Week.
Sir, I did read that. That's right. Never mind.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got three Sarges of the Week now.
Fucking Dylan.
What fucking Dylan?
Dylan sent me a text message and asked me to ask you about telling that story.
That's so not true.
Completely not true.
I got four Sarges of the Week now.
That's not true.
Completely not true, but...
but Dylan's going to be a Sarge anyway.
Damn right.
Fine. All right. Let's do this. All right. I want to just know what the fucking Sarges are. So let's do these insecurities. I want to hear how insecure Jim is.
Mm-hmm. Guys ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right. thank you for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod. Or it's just Jim's BBQ, isn't it? Or do we say pod?
You can say whatever you'd like, Jim.
Anyway, thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ.